It is Friday, March 23rd. In Oroville today, it is 27 degrees centigrade with a wind at 13 kilometers an hour. It will become partly cloudy and go up to 31 degrees. Tonight, it will clear and go down to 25. Virtually the same weather as yesterday. Listen now to our new secretary, Mr. N. Balabhaskar.
When I retired from government service, when I was about to retire from government service in 2009, so I was still working with Dr. Karan Singh because he is also president of the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, and I was the principal financial advisor in the Ministry of External Affairs, and this ICCR is a creature of the Ministry of External Affairs, and I was their financial advisor on their board. So I was working closely with Dr. Karan Singh. So when I went and met him and I told him I'm retiring next month, so he asked me, would you like to go back to Oroville? So I think the then secretary was wanting a move from here to Chennai or something like that. So he was asking me, would you like to come? I said, I'll be delighted. There will be nothing more. So I took it as a kind of a call which I must pursue. So then it did not happen. So I went and took up some other assignment. So when this post was advertised, I went and applied for it. And then I think I came back here. It is great to be back here. The only worry I have is that probably expectations are too high. Because there was this famous policeman called K.P.S. Gill. Some of you have been here for long would have heard this name. So he told us a story once that he was famous because he dealt with the Punjab problem, but he was originally in Assam. So there itself he was a legend. So he was telling us that one morning he took a walk from the guest house. He went in the village somewhere. So he overheard two villagers talking. So one villager was saying, this Sadaji who is coming, he says, looks like K.P.S. Gill. The other fellow said, no, K.P.S. Gill is much taller. So K.P.S. Gill himself had a doubt whether I am K.P.S. Gill or not. So I hope I am tall enough as you expect me to be. So I pray every morning that I have strong shoulders and I fulfill the expectations that you have of me. So I hope to work together with you in furthering this whatever little way in the ultimate journey that Oroville has to take. So whatever help is needed, I'll be here. I expect to spend all my time here and we'll work together. Thank you very much.
Thoughts on biodynamic agriculture with Johan Nilsson, who has been involved in the organic movement for the last 15 years, will take place at Windara Farm on Tuesday, March 27th from 3 to 5 p.m. Johan Nilsson is a trained teacher of biodynamic agriculture and gardening at Skillebyholm Biodynamic Educational Center in Sweden. He will share his experience of the biodynamic method and its very practical approach. How essential is the relationship of soil, microorganisms, composting, and humus, and how this method offers a real, sustaining, and complete alternative for our food production in the present and the future. Please contact Juan at 944-3434-187. A contact improvisation workshop will take place in the New Creation Dance Studio. Body Consciousness in Movement is inspired mainly by contact improvisation, release, bodywork, techniques of improvisation, and voice techniques. It awakens openness, receptivity, softness, and fluidity in the body in movement. The focus will be on presence and spontaneity, on the capacity to find new ways of moving. There will be exploration on how to access intuition and trust to enable a dialogue into contact dance and improvisation. Live music will accompany, and it's open to all levels. For information, please contact Irene and Johan, 086-982-78529. And from the Green Column. It is better to be safe than to be sorry. We reported on the state of the honeybees worldwide exactly 1 year ago. Bees are vital to life on Earth, pollinating plants and crops. They're a giant, humble workforce, pollinating 90% of the plants we grow. Some species are now extinct, others just at 4% of their previous numbers. PlanBeeCentral.wordpress.com is a website devoted to the cause of the alarming disappearance of bees worldwide. Michael Schacker's new book, A Spring Without Bees, thoroughly investigates the colony collapse disorder and related bee die-offs, and determines the major cause as the neonicotinoid pesticides in use all over the world. Italian scientists proved the neonicotinoid poisoning of bees from just drinking the dew from sprayed crops. The plants do not need to be in flower. The bee doesn't need to consume nectar or pollen to die from this pesticide-type poisoning. This natural phenomenon is called guttation. GMO crops of genetically modified seeds that have the pesticide genome genetically engineered into the plant will have the same effect on the bees. We can no longer leave the delicate food chain in the hands of research run by chemical companies and big agro businesses. Banning these pesticides will move us closer to a world safe for ourselves and the other species we care about and depend upon. When I look back on my past life, I see that if I had not failed and suffered, I would have lost my life's supreme blessings. Yet at the time of the suffering and failure, I was vexed with a sense of calamity. Because we cannot see anything but the one fact under our noses, therefore we indulge in these snifflings and clamors. Be silent, ye foolish hearts. Slay the ego. Learn to see and feel vastly and universally. Words of the Mother. Thank you for tuning in to Auroville Radio. On microphone is Hamish, and in the studio today, Andrea, Miriam, and a host of volunteers.